This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Workers who've been working without getting paid or who were staying home during that partial shutdown are heading back to work today with pay. The longest shutdown in U.S. history, officially ending on Friday when President Trump signed a short-term funding measure, but he says if there's no deal on border security by February 15th, the government could shut down again. The man accused of a killing spree in Louisiana over the weekend is now under arrest, captured yesterday. 21-year-old Dakota Terrio is accused of killing three of Crystal DeYoung's relatives.
I lost my baby brother. I lost my niece and my nephew.
Therio is accused of earlier killing his parents. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Record-breaking cold continues to affect the Midwest. People in and around Chicago especially warned, as forecasters say temperatures will drop well below zero beginning tomorrow night, and the wind chills could go as low as minus 55. The U.S. now delaying plans to return Central American migrants back to Mexico as they wait for their asylum cases to process. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Mexico is willing to help the migrants find temporary jobs, according to the spokesman for the Mexican State Department, but they will only accept migrants who already have a date to appear in U.S. immigration court. That means this is going to be temporary, not permanent. This comes at a time when Mexico is handling thousands more migrants streaming into its southern border.
Remember to find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Some longtime workers at the Trump National Golf Club in Briarcliff Manor, which is north of New York City, well, they say they were fired en masse last week for being in the country illegally and providing fake work documents. Now, the workers, some who say they were hired 15 years ago, tell the Washington Post they were let go on January 18th. The paper says they were chefs, housekeepers, waiters. Some of the fired workers had won Employee of the Month awards over the years and received glowing letters of recommendation. Then candidate Donald Trump used the country club as a backdrop in a 2016 speech where he promised he would be president and the one who would crack down on illegal immigration. A new study says fewer Americans are likely to own guns, though handguns are becoming more popular than rifles or shotguns. And researchers say as handgun ownership's gone up, so has the number of young kids killed by firearms. Researchers say the deaths of children aged 5 and younger have nearly doubled over the past decade. And closing arguments will begin soon in a New York City trial of accused Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. It depends on whether Guzman will testify in his own defense. After a wave of damning testimony from former associates, the prosecution could rest its case as early as today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I'm still on the West Coast in Southern California, enjoying the moderate weather. It was a beautiful weekend. Had some family time, able to get together with six of our siblings, our eight siblings. My older brother passed away last year. In fact, we were together kind of remembering my mom. It's a year to the day that she passed, and had a chance to go lay flowers there with where both our parents rest, and our grandmother, who lived to be almost 102 years old. So it was a great family time. But it's great to be here with you today. Megan Bart joins us now, co-chair for Red Wave America and founder of ReaganBabe.com, and we're going to talk about the Sunday TV shows. Ms. Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, doing terrific. Happy Monday to you. Well, I tell you, there's so much to start with on the Sunday TV shows. But, let's first talk about, what Donald Trump effectively did. I know the pundits are, going sideways over this whole situation about him, reopening the government. But really, what he did was absolutely brilliant in my eyes, because what happened now is that he may have said, look, I'll own the shutdown. But Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer now have bought all the illegal immigration, the murder of American citizens, all the stuff that comes through the southern border now belongs to the Dems, including the opioid crisis. Let's just mount it up one thing after another. And the thing is, this other story that broke this morning, and I was watching this, and I thought, because people have been scratching their heads and going, why is it that Nancy Pelosi, who was so much about building a wall and border security, suddenly has decided to do a flip-flop here? And there may be some tie-in here, according to the Tea Party. Megan, I don't know if you saw this or not, but that, we heard because of the Guzman, because of El Chapo, prosecution that's going on right now, is that we found out that he paid off the president of Mexico $100 million. And shortly after that payoff, supposedly, Nancy Pelosi and her entourage go there, and suddenly what Nancy is saying about the wall seems to be softening. So I don't know if there's a connection there, and I'm not trying to put a tinfoil hat on anybody, but this might explain why her art and reversal.
Well, perhaps. I always say follow the money if you want to find out what really is going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the truth, follow the money. So that's a potentiality. It's interesting because not only the pundits, but the influencers, we see pretty much a split on whether or not Trump did the right thing. I always say never give Democrats or your enemy an inch or they'll take a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And the press is going to work against this president. And since they're the mouthpiece of the Democrats, the American people necessarily won't blame the Democrats. Because they are going to be getting disinformation from the mainstream media. And when you look at Trump's approval rating, he dropped about 11 points. And so he's suffering in the polls, and obviously he's getting blamed. Now, perhaps they polled government workers.
But
when you look at this problem with government workers, they didn't have enough money to miss one paycheck. I mean, really, they only missed one paycheck. Mm-hmm. The second paycheck was going to be delivered on Friday. That's when the government was reopened. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, they missed one paycheck. So this entire standing in the food bank lines.
Well, of course, that was all, you know, that was all contrived. We know that.
Right.
So.
It was all political theater. But
sure.
In the same account, I don't know that the Democrats are really going to own anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to wait three more weeks. How many more Americans are going to be killed at the hands of illegal aliens?
Right. And how many more women are going to be sex trafficked and all this stuff? Yes,
correct.
You're right. Yeah, exactly.
Correct.
Well, the deal is, again, I think what we need to consider here is a call for critical thinking. You know, critical thinking has all been abolished out of the educational institutions of America today because you can't think for yourself. You got to rely on the mainstream media to fill you with all this manure and turn America into a bunch of, you know, as they say, mushrooms. We got to stop this stuff, and you've got to think for yourself. And as Brett Kavanaugh's mom would say, is use your common sense. If, you know, whatever's reasonable is reasonable. What isn't, isn't. And, you know, this is what, you know, the mainstream media and these, you know, progressives would want us to do is check in our brains at the door and just allow them to do all their thinking for us. But, you know, I tweeted out this morning, you know, these people think it's Trump's wall. It's not Trump's wall. It's America's wall. It is America that wants the wall up. Megan, I mean, this is why 63 million people said he's our guy, right?
Well, right. And when you look at the polling, Americans do want border security. They do want a wall, or they do want a barrier, or they do want a fence, or whatever the Democrats want to mislabel it. It's a barrier nonetheless, whether it's a wall or a fence. And so when you look at the vast amount of drugs coming through the ports of entry as well, the budget that Trump floated forward, which is the $5.7 billion, includes technology to use at our ports of entry because what we have is antiquated systems. You know, it's amazing to me how antiquated our government is, especially with all the technology. And the Democrats can fund walls in Jordan. They can fund walls in Tunisia.
Yeah, sure.
When you look at when you look at the last omnibus package, which Trump promised never to sign again, there was funding to build walls across the pond in a variety of countries. And so, again, you have to ask, what really is the Democrats' argument against a wall or a barrier or a fence?
Why is it immoral here but not there, right?
Correct. It keeps changing. At first, the wall wasn't going to work. They didn't want the wall. They didn't want concrete. They wanted steel slats. Well, then when that was changed, then all of a sudden the wall became immoral and we couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. The argument for immorality does not really hold water because the Democrats have been funding walls all over the world except at our southern border.
Right. Well, and the other thing, too.
It was immoral 5 years ago, and now all of a sudden they evolved and they became immoral. Because Dick Durbin wanted a longer wall. Durbin, the senator from Illinois, when they were talking about the wall and they actually said the two words illegal alien in the same sentence, they wanted a wall, but Dick Durbin wanted a longer wall.
Well, you know, and I'm glad you brought up the technology aspect because I am like about ready to throw a brick at the TV every time I hear a Democratic operative try to, you know, gather some sort of 8-second soundbite for their next, you know, presidential campaign that to talk about, you know, the wall and the technology as if, you know, Trump and the people there at the point of contact, at the border, our Border Patrol, professionals have recommended, you know, a comprehensive attack. The wall is only part of the program, and they talk as if, you know, Trump hasn't even mentioned anything about technology or additional workforce, you know, Border Patrol agents or anything. I mean, it's just, it's so fixated on the wall. It's like, you guys are a bunch of knuckleheads. You're trying to reduce this into something that it's not. I mean, it is a very comprehensive approach, all things considered, and it could probably be more comprehensive if they, you know, they joined the fight to ensure some border security here, Megan.
Well, right.
right. If the Democrats weren't benefiting from illegal aliens, they would start deporting them tomorrow. And so then the question is, how are they benefiting this?
Exactly. Well, this will be continued. We're going to talk about Roger Stone when we come back, among other things from the Sunday TV shows. Megan Barth is with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupons. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love. You speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Very very fresh and independent, just the way you like us, at 19 minutes after the top of the hour as we continue to speak life as opposed to, the state of New York that wanted to celebrate death. Megan, I don't know if you saw, I'm sure you did. The people there in New York, the officials, I mean, these are the rule makers. They're in the state of New York celebrating death and basically doing what Rush Limbaugh said as well, and reminded us that Kermit Gosnell said that he would be exonerated. He would be, in the long run, he would be proven innocent. And what New York did, in essence, is exonerate Kermit Gosnell with the passing of this, this abortion bill. And, and they're partying, jumping up and down, and I'm thinking, I mean, being the man of faith that I am, Megan, I got to tell you, it just seemed demonic to me.
Yeah, I was actually reading that story live on air when it broke, and it was hard for me not to choke back tears.
Wow. Yeah.
Because the barbarism that is surrounding this bill, specifically against the innocent. You judge a country, you judge a culture by the way that it treats, usually it's animals.
Mm-hmm.
We treat babies worse than we're treating animals,
mm-hmm.
Specifically in New York. And you have to say, what is wrong with these people? The baby, if it is to full term, let's say it's going to be, the due date is going to be born on December 1st. Well, right before December 1st, the mother can get rid of the baby. And if the baby survives the abortion, what do the doctors do then?
Well, Kermit Gosnell killed him.
Right.
And basically what they're saying is that, you can argue the situation here and say that, it was the intent of the mother, to kill the child. And so if the first one didn't work, well, then I guess we'll do the second one, because that's what Kermit Gosnell did.
Right. And usually when a woman is, if a pregnant woman is murdered, it's a double homicide.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a pregnant woman who can decide to murder her own baby, and it's called health care.
Right. It's called reproductive rights. There's something about this that bothers me. We're just not framing that correctly, the whole idea of reproductive rights. I just think that's when is it, Megan, anything in our Constitution that gives you a right at the expense of another? I mean, it just seems to be in conflict with it. It just doesn't sit well with me. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't think it sits well with anybody with a conscience or a moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
And this is this should be the most stark and bloody reality of the inherent rot and the incrementalism of, they used to be called liberalism, now they call it progressivism, but it's the same, it's all totalitarian in a nutshell.
Yeah.
So when you look at the incrementalism, we were all told, back in the day when Roe v. Wade passed, well, this is just due to, it's just really at the first 3 months, the first trimester, and it's only if the mother's life should be threatened by this.
Right.
That's the original intent.
And the other driving force, though, Megan,
behind Roe v. Wade.
Right.
And this is how far away we've gotten from the original intent. But that was always the plan. They call it reproductive justice. They call it reproductive health care. They call it health care. Whatever kind of what they label it, it is still murder.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that was thrust upon the people in terms of the mind thought, the mindset to just give, some sense of okayness about it was that, we got to protect, the case of incest or rape. That was the big thing, which now represents, according, to the studies, probably less than 1% of all the abortions in America today. And so, so let's figure 98-90%. Of abortions are, out of convenience or, I don't like the baby daddy, or whatever reason, of course it's all up to the women. Nobody has a say anymore. It's just, and I'm thinking, Lord, do the women really want the weight and responsibility of the murder of their child like this. And especially, I mean, they and women are feeling this because, you know, anecdotally, we hear time and time again, Megan, I'll talk to women and they say, well, my child would have been 13 today or, you know, whatever. They carry this. Though the government said, hey, it's okay, we're going to put our good housekeeping seal of approval, make this legal and everything, the psychological damage is underreported. It is unstudied. They don't want to talk about it. It's all, you know, kept in the shadows of this big lie that's been thrust upon the women, I will say the women and, you know, America.
Right. And so you have the celebration, this bloody, disgusting celebration going on in New York. And, of course, the liberals like Cuomo or the progressives or the Marxists, whatever you want to call them, are going to couch their argument in the fact that this has to do with women's health. Well, nothing could be further from the truth because health is could be a variety of things, right? You can interpret health for a variety of things. It could be financial health. It could be psychological health. It doesn't necessarily have to come down to physical health. And when you ask any doctor that has an ounce of understanding that it hasn't been politicized, there isn't one doctor that will tell you that an abortion is necessary in the third trimester. There's not one.
Right.
It's usually a very catastrophic event that would occur. And again, as you say, that within the health of the mother, it's less than 1% in a first trimester. This is less than 1%. It is an extraordinarily rare, catastrophic event. But usually no doctor would ever tell you that a third trimester abortion is ever medically necessary. There.
Exactly. Well, moving on here for just a moment as we try to get through this, my head is still exploding over this as your heart is busting, so is mine over this, is the Roger Stone situation. I mean, early in the morning, you've got to raid some, I don't know, I've heard anywhere from 27 to 30 FBI agents with automatic weaponry, you know, coming upon, you know, this man and his family in the dark of night, which, you know, any basic white-collar crime, why don't you call the guy? Hey, show up tomorrow, you know, at 10 o'clock. No, let's do this big thing here. You know, I don't know what Bob Mueller's trying to prove here. And, of course, the pundits went nuts because, this is another one of Trump's guys, you know. No Russian collusion here. This just all has to do with some WikiLeaks, you know, possibilities or other things. I think Roger Stone admitted that he had some contact with Guccifer 2.0, which was all, you know, the Democrats' own irresponsibility of managing, you know, their websites and that sort of thing. But, you know, there's no Russian collusion here. But why would Mueller, I asked that question and I know the answer, you know, for this big show, do this kind of thing. And I mean, this is scary for the rest of America to see. This is how corrupt and how out of hand our government is that you can have your home, invaded by FBI agents, you know, in military garb, knocking on your door very aggressively the way they did. And, of course, how CNN was able to get the exclusive, that's a whole nother canard, right?
Right. Well, Mueller doesn't run the FBI, does he? It's a problem with the FBI. It's a problem with Christopher Wray. I don't think the president should be tweeting out how did this happen. He knows exactly how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI is compromised. It's rotting.
Right.
It started rotting from the top down under Mueller, who used to be the director of the FBI. How CNN got tipped off, well, that's a good question for Mueller, but no one seems to be asking them. I would fire them all.
Yeah, I'm right
Unless
with you.
Gestapo tactics are now just commonplace. For a 66-year-old man with an expired passport.
Well, to hear John Whitehead with Rutherford Institute and his book, Battleground America, it is more and more common these days. Scary thought when you think about it. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government shut down, as hundreds of thousands of federal workers who've been working without getting paid or who were staying home during that partial shutdown are heading back to work today with pay. The longest shutdown in U.S. history, officially ending on Friday when President Trump signed a short-term funding measure, but he says if there's no deal on border security by February 15th, the government could shut down again. The man accused of a killing spree in Louisiana over the weekend is now under arrest, captured yesterday. 21-year-old Dakota Terrio is accused of killing three of Crystal DeYoung's relatives.
I lost my baby brother. I lost my niece and my nephew.
Terrio is accused of earlier killing his parents, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride because, hey, that's the way we roll. Why not? Hey, America's Money Answers Man joins us now. We're talking Jordan Goodman, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. He was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine. Mr. Jordan, how are we doing? Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year. Great to be with you again, Bill.
Always good. So government shutdown continues. 800, what they call non-essential employees. Well, I that doesn't make me feel comfortable. I would not want to be known as somebody who is non-essential.
Right. Well, about half of them are considered essential and half of them are non-essential, is the way we're 800,000. But it's not only those people who are being impacted, but there's a lot of federal contractors.
Exactly.
Who are, and that's in the millions, actually.
Right.
The federal workers, in theory, when the government shutdown ends, whatever that is, will get their money back retroactively, but the contractors will not. Okay,
right.
So this is really having a day-to-day impact on people's lives. The airports are now getting ridiculously overcrowded. Maybe there aren't.
Not all across the board, though. I mean, there are some, I just went from west to east coast, or east coast to west coast. Not much of a problem. I mean, it was like no big deal. So I was pretty fortunate. And I've heard a lot of it, but I've heard some areas. I mean, like Atlanta, LAX, and, the normal, beds of activity, Chicago, O'Hare. But by and large, not too bad, which isn't to say, hey, we should just keep on, and think that we should put up our heels on the desk in the middle of the shutdown.
The SEC is not around to approve initial public offerings, so companies can't raise money.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe food and drug inspections are not happening as they should. There's just a lot of things that are just causing a huge amount of pain. You're going to start getting evictions and foreclosures and people's credit scores are getting pummeled by this.
Right.
Right now, we'll see, Bill, but right now it doesn't seem like there's any end in sight, and it's causing a lot of pain. And as it goes on, it'll be more and more pain. I mean, the economists are saying it's roughly 0.1% of the economy growth each week that goes by. If we go through the first quarter without opening government, that could wipe out all of the roughly 3% growth that we've had recently. So we'll have to see.
Well, hopefully some level heads will somehow prevail in all this.
That would be good. It hasn't happened yet.
Well, you know, the president keeps offering ideas and the Democrats go, no. Well, you know, that's not negotiating.
That's right. Neither side's negotiating, really. So we'll see. But this is the longest shutdown we've had, and I think it's going to go on longer and going to continue to have a negative economic impact.
Well, like you said, I mean, we're talking about, 0.1%. We're looking at every week per week. So
right.
You add up the weeks, and we've got some ground to gain when we come back rolling. But as you say, the other individuals, you know, that are associated and tied in with that 800,000, you know, that support the government that are losing out. Boy, that's just lost money. I mean, that's
correct.
Like just that's like bad fruit.
Exactly. Or say they're a restaurant across the street from a federal operation and there are no workers there. I mean, Washington, D.C. is like a ghost town now because there's no federal workers. It's hurting the hotels and restaurants and just everybody. So it's got a pretty wide impact, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, you can drive around town. That's if you have any money to buy gas. So
that's true. Traffic is less. I guess that's the upside of it all.
Yeah, that's it. Well, like you say, hopefully we can get this thing squared away and and get beyond all this kind of silliness because, hey, we got a government to run here.
Right, we do.
Right. Okay, so what else is going on?
Another thing I want to talk about is this is a time when things are kind of uncertain. You want to pay your debts down as much as possible. We've talked in the past about credit card debt.
Right.
But I want to talk today about mortgage debt. And there's a strategy out there called mortgage optimization, which literally allows you to pay off a 30-year mortgage in about 5, 6, 7 years on your existing level of income that most people have never heard about.
Wow.
It's a fantastic thing. The banks will never tell you about this kind of thing. You know, with the traditional system, you keep your money in a checking account earning zero.
Right.
And you pay the bank for 30 years with all the interest pretty much up front. The first 10, 15 years,
exactly.
You're paying almost all interest, very, very little principal. With mortgage optimization, you use a home equity line of credit, what's called a HELOC, as like a second line against your house, and you keep your income in the HELOC, and it's pushing down your balance every day. You're making progress at an accelerating rate, and you can pay that mortgage off much, much faster than you ever thought possible on your existing level of income.
There's a free website, Bill, that people can actually
check this out and see if it might work for them, called truthinequity.com. And you go there, you fill in what's called a personal profile with your income, your expenses, your mortgage, your house, all those things. You're going to say, okay, what you're doing today, it's going to take you 28 and a half more years to pay off your mortgage. With the numbers you just gave us, it'll be 6.2 years, whatever it comes out to be. And then they show you step by step how to do it.
Wow.
So this is a time you really want to be getting out of debt, particularly that huge debt, the biggest one people have, which is mortgages.
Oh, sure. Right.
And you're not making much progress with the traditional system.
Well, no, sure. I mean, it's built in for the long haul for them. I mean,
exactly.
You know,
and when people refinance, they start the new clock all over again, right?
One more time. Why not? Truthinequity.com, right?
That's a free website where they can model it for themselves and see how it might work. So getting out of debt's a good thing, and this is the biggest debt people have, and hopefully that can help them pay it off much quicker.
Well, and it busts down the paradigm of where people thought, well, you know, you always have to have a 30-year mortgage for your home or 15-year, this kind of thing. So that cuts that in half. That's awesome.
That's right. I mean, you're going to keep your 30-year mortgage, but you're just going to pay it down much faster. You still have the amount, the interest rate you have on there locked in, but you're making progress against the principal instead of the traditional system where you make almost no progress for many, many years. And that's why the banks have all the big buildings in town, because of all the interest people have been paying all the time.
Wow, wow. Well, no, that's an awesome idea. So truthinequity.com, make sure you check that out. What else you got for us?
Well, I mean, credit card debt's the other one. I mean, we still have all these bills coming in from the credit cards. They can get better deals. They don't have to put up with these ridiculously high interest rates that they're charging these days. A free website for that, guidetocreditcard.com. So there's lots of different resources to help people. And I've got a lot more resources at moneyanswers.com about things as well.
Exactly. And that's how they can be in touch with you at moneyanswers.com. And drop you an email. And the email address is?
Well, it's at moneyanswers.com. There's a little Ask Jordan button. I get emails from you folks all the time, and always glad to help them, Bill.
Well, that's awesome. Well, okay, ladies and gentlemen, you know what to do. Let's get this government back working again. You know, and I'm asking that everybody invest, you know, just 5 minutes a week. I mean, you know, don't make it a full-time job. You don't even have to do that. But, you know, call your congressman, call your senator, and put the heat on them to get this thing worked out. I mean, we've got to force these people to come to the table and get serious about resolving this thing. So we can get this government back rolling. I mean, this is costing—it's costing all of us money,
right.
And just adding to the frustration. I think the only people who are making money right now are the fundraisers, because they're—I think what they're doing is using the heck out of this to raise money, you know,
right.
For their political entities. You know,
that's kind of sad. Yeah, no, but it actually costs us more to have the government close and open. It's going to cost a lot to kind of get things rolling again.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not saving money by closing the government. It doesn't work that way.
No,
I mean, some areas are going to potentially open. The IRS, for example,
mm-hmm.
is talking about putting 50,000 workers back so people can process tax refunds and get the process tax returns and get the refunds out.
Right.
That would be a good thing.
Yeah.
But an awful lot of other areas, you know, as you say, they're considered non-essential, but if you need them, you need them.
they're not essential until you need them. You
exactly.
go, no, they're pretty essential to me. No, exactly. We're just so jaded, you know, especially when it comes to politics and, you know, the government and, you know, the whole bureaucracy and how bloated it is. But the fact of the matter is that until this thing gets worked out, we still have, you know, real life, real people, real stories here.
Right. And that you're going to see a lot of media emphasis on this. People now they're going to have missed their second paycheck, the federal workers,
mm-hmm.
and so they're going to have credit card bills coming in they won't be able to pay, rents and mortgage payments, and tuition bills and all kinds of things. So you're going to see a lot of very dramatic stories of people in financial distress, and it's all unnecessary. They're like political pawns between mm-hmm. these two sides that can't get their act together.
So what's going on with the market right now?
Well, it's the main thing that's making it go up or down is what's happening with China,
mm-hmm.
and is there going to be a deal with China? Supposedly, they're making some progress. They're kind of positive atmospherics,
mm-hmm.
but the Chinese have not really made any major concessions to make it move. And we have just about a month to go. I mean, March 1st is what we're talking about here.
Exactly.
If they don't come to a deal, we're going to raise tariffs from 10% to 25%. Which is going to hurt us, it's going to hurt them. So there's this big kind of sword of Damocles hanging over the markets.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, he's America's Money Answers Man. Now you know why. Jordan Goodman here on Bill Martinez Live. Again, Jordan, where they can go for more information?
MoneyAnswers.com, and always glad to get their emails.
From SkyPass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes.
They have this law for a reason.
I know. We must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The Least of These. The Graham Stain Story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Rich Noyes is going to be joining us in a few seconds. He's the research director at the Media Research Center. I'm going to be talking about Trump TV news coverage. Still 90% negative. That's what it stands at in 2018. The president had tweeted out this morning. He says, after all that I've done for the military, our great veterans, judges, 99 justices, two, tax and regulation cuts, the economy, energy, trade, and much more, does anybody really think I won't build the wall? Done more in first 2 years than any president. Make America great again is what Donald J. Trump says to his fellow Americans. Rich, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, as I mentioned, TV news coverage, 90% negative in 2018. It's still, they've been on that track since day one, right?
Well, since before day one, really, going back to the campaign. I mean, this is a national media elite that has thrown everything they've got at Donald Trump. And in spite of all the, I've never seen press coverage this consistently hostile and at desaturation levels, and it has had as little effect as you can imagine. I think it's solidified opposition to him. I think that's certainly the case. But, you know, he won the election with press coverage that was 91% negative. His honeymoon in office was non-existent. It was negative press coverage.
Right.
You know, at the we checked. At the beginning of 2018, he was about 40% of the Real Clear Politics average. At the end of 2018, after another 90% negative year, he was up to 43. So that tells me the press is barking as loud as they've ever barked, but their bite is not what it used to be.
Did they gain anything at all during this partial shutdown?
Who, the media?
The media in terms of, you know, polling, because I'm reading different polls here, Rich, and they, you know, and polls be what they are. I mean, they're really a snapshot, and you know, we've got a plus or minus error factor range and all that kind of stuff, and the questions that's asked and all this. But, you know, it seems that in some cases they're arguing that, you know, the Democrats got the biggest gain out of this partial government shutdown.
Well, the blame, you know, I think in most of the polls goes to the president, not the Democrats, although I would say in terms of the news coverage, again, it's probably 90%+ blaming the president, whereas the public is about 50%, so there's clearly a disconnect there. But, you know, I'm looking at the Wall Street Journal NBC poll that came out, I think today or yesterday, and it basically says the president's, you know, your views of his job performance, your views on whether you like him or don't like him, are unchanged, because I think it's so baked in the cake when it comes to President Trump. Whereas Nancy Pelosi, who's getting a victory lap in the media, her negatives actually went up by 7 points over the course of the shutdown. So I think people became more aware of Nancy Pelosi and don't like her, whereas
right.
everybody was aware of Donald Trump, and they didn't change their views one bit.
Right. And it'll be interesting. I had commented this morning that it would seem that after all this partial shutdown, the whole, you know, it's one thing to get blamed on the shutdown, but it's another thing to be blamed on, you know, illegals coming in and murdering American citizens. And the Dems did nothing for border security to say, look, we're interested and concerned about this. I mean, they talked about it in the past, but here it is, you know, the time for them to do something about it. They've dodged that. And so as more citizens continue to die at the hands of illegal immigrants, sex trafficking continues to increase in the country, the gang involvement, opioids, oh yes, opioids, and everything else that has to do with, you know, maybe even the rule of law. Do you put that at the feet of the Democrats?
Yeah, that's why the next 3 weeks is going to be so interesting, because the Democratic mantra throughout the last 35 days has been, we will not talk about border security while the government shut down, while the government is not shut down.
Right.
This is the time to talk about it. Now, are they going to say what they've said in their PR, which is we're for border security, is just a little bit different. Well, let's see. Or are they going to basically be against anything that would be effective because it's not what their radical progressive base wants them to do? You know, I think that, you know, if they can be put on the spot as actually being, well, either be on the spot and vote for border security, it'll be a victory for the president. And if they actually block border security in a way that the public sees and understands, I think that will be a rhetorical win for him and a good message for him going out, that he's the one guy that will do it. He just needs a Congress that will go along with him.
Yeah, and the thing is so insane, Rich, also, is the way these Democratic operatives and the hopefuls for 2020 talk in these eight-second sound bites, as if the president hasn't even thought about, you know, how comprehensive the problem is. They're just so fixated on the wall, as if the president hadn't said anything whatsoever about technology, increased border patrol agents. You know, the things that the people there at the border, the experts, the professionals have been asking for, the president has been, you know, responding to that. But the Dems want to, you know, focus and get so fixated on the wall and call it Trump's wall. And I say, it's not Trump's wall, it's America's wall. I mean, 63 million Americans voted for this president because of border security. I mean, the most important job any president has is the security of its citizens. And this president is taking serious, but the media, of course, wants to, you know, shred that and, you know, really expose themselves with this, you know, very progressive agenda. I mean, it's so obvious anymore.
Yeah, no, we did a study, excuse me, during the summer when immigration was a hot topic, and looking at, you know, the coverage of that alone, first of all, it's the number one policy issue of the Trump administration in terms of their coverage. The only story that gets more attention from the press is this Russia collusion story that's been going on. And it's been the coverage of immigration has been 92% negative. It is, you know, more negative than his standard day-to-day coverage. And, you know, it is all based on the idea that, yeah, everything he wants is divisive and antithetical to American interests. You know, they will not talk to border security professionals. They talk to advocates for illegal immigrants. They talk to illegal immigrants who are being deported to get anecdotal stories about their misfortunes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's basically a story of Trump versus Trump victims. Mm-hmm. And it never goes to what you were talking about, the professionals. What do the professionals want? I think the public does have an open mind in terms of dreamers and DACA and people like that, but they understand, you know, you can't do any of this without actually effective border security, and then you can be generous after you've solved the problem. You know, you mm-hmm. can do things after you've stopped the boat from leaking, but, you know, until you plug that leak, you can't accomplish anything.
Exactly.
And I think he's on solid ground with all of that, and I think he should put more attention to the fact that this is professionals versus the Democratic politicians.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any Democratic politicians down there on the border, do you?
They went down there to tour facilities that, you know, have been overrun by too many people, and because of these caravans and people like that, and blaming, you know, the overburdened border people for not being able to deal with it properly. But they're not down there talking to, you know, the victims of crime down there. They're not mm-hmm. down there talking to, you know, the ranchers down there, the border people, trying to figure out what they want. Again, we have, you know, about 20 days to have this real national conversation about that. You know, it would be refreshing if this is where people could come together on things and get like a real sizable amount of money for border security that works. It doesn't all have to be a wall, but it has to work. I'm not holding my breath though, given how Washington's failed on this for two decades now.
Yeah, they're definitely the heels are stuck in, and it's kind of ironic because it wasn't that long ago they were talking about border security. It's become border insecurity. It makes you wonder what happened, and what's being reported now is that, you know, I say I haven't seen the Democrats down there, but it was reported that in 2016, Nancy Pelosi took her posse down there and was on the Hill, supposedly. What's being interestingly tied in here, supposedly, it was, you know, now tied in with the El Chapo information that we're getting, you know, because of the prosecution that's taking place there, is that El Chapo's confidant is saying, look, they gave $100 million to the president of Mexico. Well, right. Shortly after that, President of Mexico meets with Nancy Pelosi and her posse, and Nancy Pelosi all of a sudden is just lauding the praises of no border and, you know, and all this other stuff. So it's like, wait, is there some sort of payoff here that's taken place? I don't know.
It definitely should be investigated. You know, you could certainly see where, you know, the president of Mexico was trying to give Democrats the talking points they felt they needed to stop this kind of security. And who does that help? Well, that helps people who want to run contraband across the border.
Exactly.
You know, it's something where no sovereign nation permits this. Mexico doesn't permit it on its southern border with the rest of Central America. It's something where it would seem to be a no-brainer, but we're at this weird point in our policy. We have to fight about things that used to be common sense.
Yeah. Well, as you write, for the second year in a row, the Russian investigation was the single most covered topic amid the network's Trump coverage. Here it is. I mean, we're getting all this high expectation and, you know, things that we're expecting from Mueller. And what do we have? An early morning raid of Roger Stone's residence? You know, some 30 FBI agents with automatic weaponry? I mean, as John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute has declared it, you know, this is battlefield America. I mean, this is crazy stuff that's going on here, Rich.
It is, and, you know, you didn't hear any criticism of the FBI for its overkill except from Roger Stone and people allied with him. But the media that would, you know, normally be the first out there to talk about government overreach and, you know, police overreach didn't have anything to say about that. That was sort of amazing to me because, yeah, there's no need for 27, whatever it was, SWAT people going in for one, you know, late middle-aged man or elderly man.
That they could have easily called and said, hey, why don't you come over at 10 o'clock so we don't have somebody accidentally getting shot and going through all this overreach, as you say. Rich Noyes on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rich. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon
top choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to